to Train Your Pegasus, Chapter 9. That night, Snowboat curled up by the cave's fire and stared at her own cutie mark until she could not hold her eyelids open any longer. Once asleep, she dreamed that she was flying up and up through a sapphire blue sky into the black night sky above, past the moon and straight on to the stars. She was awakened the next morning when Scarlet called to her.
"Wake up, Popeye. It's morning."
Snowboat woke from her dream, still smiling, and rubbed her sleepy eyes.
"Good morning, Scarlet."
Scarlet seemed uncharacteristically chipper that morning. Snowboat could see that she had been up for a few hours, working on something in the corner of the cave that served as the kitchen. The floor of that part of the cave was evenly coated in flour.
"Today's the big day, Potpie. I think we've put it off long enough, don't you? I've got the crust and the filling all ready for you."
Snowboat's sleepy brain did not immediately understand what Scarlet meant. As the realization dawned on her, her smile froze in place and slowly turned to horror.
You're gonna eat me?"
Scarlet was using a log to roll a lump of dough flat, but stopped to glance over at the young Pegasus.
"Well, don't sound so surprised, Potpie. You knew this day was coming, didn't you?"
Snowboat's breathing quickened. She turned to flee, but realized that the cave door was closed, and of course she had no hope of budging it aside. She could not run, and she certainly could not overpower the dragon. She was stuck. She was going to die.
"But I..."
Tears began to roll down the filly's cheeks. Scarlet had finished rolling out the enormous lump of dough and carefully laid it down in what looked like a large above-ground swimming pool she meant to use as a pie pan. Her task finished, she dusted the flour from her claws and approached the little filly.
But...
Snowboat again considered making an attempt to flee, but she knew that it would be pointless.
"But I can fly now."
Scarlet nonchalantly picked the young filly up by her tail in a pincer grip and began carrying her over to the kitchen.
"Yes, Potpie, that was the whole idea. Don't you remember?"
Snowboat did not struggle. Hanging upside down from the dragon's grip, she began to weep quietly.
Now, Potpie, let's keep the blubbering to a minimum, shall we? I've gone to great trouble to get the seasonings just right, and I'll not have you oversalting my meal. And anyways, weren't you the one who said you didn't care if I ate you or not?"
Snowboat did remember, but so much had happened since that day when she had first awakened in Scarlet's cave. Then it had felt like her life was over, but now she realized that her life, her real life, had just begun. It was only yesterday that she had discovered what she was meant to be, and the future had seemed to stretch out in front of her forever, bright and promising, like the dawning of a new day. Had she really come this far, earned her cutie mark and all, only to be ground to bits for a monster's brunch the very next day? Scarlet set Snowboat down on the granite slab that served as the dragon's kitchen counter, holding her in place with one claw. The dragon grabbed a great metal knife from nearby and began sharpening it on a stalactite, idly chatting as she did so.
"Well, I must say, Potpie, you've certainly been a nuisance at times, but I rather think I'm going to miss having someone to read books to me in the evenings. All in all, you have not been an entirely unpleasant house guest. Plus, I think you'll be rather delicious."
Scarlet finished sharpening her knife and turned to Snowboat with a little smile.
"Well, goodbye then, Potpie. I'll try to make this quick."
Snowboat clenched her eyes shut tight and waited for the pain. She hoped it would not hurt much. Snowboat clenched her eyes shut for a few long seconds, but the pain never came.
Wait a minute, Scarlet said.
Snowboat heard her put the knife down, then Snowboat was lifted from the slab by her tail. Snowboat glared at the dragon with tearful eyes.
What is it now?
Scarlet was slowly turning Snowboat, getting a look at her from all sides.
No, no, no. Oh, this is dreadful. Just dreadful.
What is dreadful?
Snowboat repeated, wishing Scarlet would just get the thing over with. Scarlet groaned and met the pony's upside-down gaze.
Pot pie, the only thing I hate more than white meat is meat that's too gamey. Look at these flight muscles.
Scarlet twisted her around by the tail and put a finger between Snowboat's wings.
There's no tenderness here at all. Hard as a rock. Bah!
Scarlet tossed Snowboat over her shoulder. Reflexively, Snowboat twisted in midair, spread her wings, and landed softly on her hooves. She looked back to face the dragon, confusion and pain on her tear-streaked face.
I can't eat you now. You'd be all chewy and stringy and... bleh!
Scarlet walked straight over Snowboat and over to the cave door, grumbling to herself as she went.
Do you have any idea how long it took me to collect 3 tons of flour? And don't even ask me how long it took me to get 4 tons of corn.
Ugh, well, I suppose I could stop by the Everfree Forest and grab a few crocodiles this afternoon. Perhaps I could do something. Scarlet trailed off as she reached the mouth of the cave and rolled the boulder aside.
All right then, my useless little pot pie. Off you go.
Snowboat stopped her sobbing, looking from Scarlet to the open mouth of the cave, and back again.
You're letting me go? I can go home?
Scarlet stamped her foot impatiently.
Yes, Pot Pie, fly a half a day west until you find the train tracks, follow them north, and you should find that pony hometown of yours. Now go!
She gestured again at the open door with her massive claw. Snowboat tentatively took one step towards the door, then another, watching Scarlet all the while. Scarlet stared down at her, her face unreadable. Snowboat kept walking until she was outside. It was a beautiful day. Looking out across the valley, Snowboat saw that the snow on the valley floor was starting to melt in places. The distant sounds of a few songbirds drifted up on a warm, gentle breeze. It was nearly spring. Looking out across the valley, Snowboat gasped as a thought suddenly occurred to her. Scarlet had brought her to this cave, saved her from falling when she tried to escape. That conversation about her father. And now, mouth agape, Snowboat turned back to Scarlet.
This whole time! You never actually planned on eating me, did you?
Scarlet snorted and waved her claw dismissively.
I don't know what you're talking about, Pot Pie. The only thing I ever wanted from you was a bit of pony meat. If I had known then that you were going to be so much trouble...
Snowboat interrupted the dragoness by flying up to her chest and hugging her around the middle. Or at least as best as their relative sizes would allow. She nuzzled her face into the dragon's scales, tears of joy streaming down her face. After a moment, she felt the dragon's claws gently cradle her.
Thank you, Scarlet. Thank you. I owe you everything,
Snowboat said, into the dragon's scales. After a moment, Scarlet pulled her away and held the little pony up to eye level, a little smirk on her massive dragon face. With all the precision of a seamstress threading a needle, she reached up and touched the pony's nose with one great taloned finger.
"Such a disobedient little pot pie," she said.
They hugged once more, then Scarlet set her down on the ledge.
Now go. You've wasted enough of my time.
Snowboat smiled, then turned and walked to the ledge.
She heard a soft chittering off to one side, and turned to see Cheeky emerge from between a few rocks. The little squirrel had apparently been watching the whole scene. She now smiled at Snowbolt sadly, and gave a little wave with one paw.
Oh, Cheeky.
Snowbolt went over and picked the little squirrel up in one hoof.
I guess I'm leaving now, little friend. Thanks for everything.
She brought the squirrel up to her face, and the squirrel wrapped her tiny arms around Snowboat's muzzle. They stayed like that for a long moment. Then Snowbolt set Cheeky down on the rock, turned, faced the ledge, and spread her wings. She made as if to take off, but then stopped and slowly folded her wings again. She turned back to Cheeky.
Say, Cheeky.
Snowbolt shrugged nonchalantly.
You don't want to come with me, do you?
Cheeky gasped, bringing her little paws up to her mouth, then scurried down the rock faster than Snowbolt had ever seen her move. She ran up Snowbolt's leg and hugged her again around the muzzle. She then took her place atop Snowbolt's head, grabbed a lock of mane in each paw, and pointed bravely to the west.
I'll take that as a yes.
She trotted off the ledge and, with a few beats of her strong wings, was airborne. She circled once to gain altitude and, with one final wave to Scarlet, turned westward. Scarlet watched the young filly fly off until she was only a bright white speck in the distance. When she heard hoofsteps behind her, she turned to see none other than Princess Celestia herself walking up the ledge to join her. "Your Highness," Scarlet said, giving a little bow. Celestia smiled.
"Come now, old friend. There's no need for any of that."
Scarlet shrugged with a smile of her own. Together they turned to look after the white speck on the horizon. Celestia nodded in the direction Snowbolt had flown off.
"Will she be all right?"
Scarlet nodded.
"She'll be more than all right."
"Good,"
Celestia said.
"I can't thank you enough for this, Scarlet. I owe you one."
Scarlet turned to face the Sun Goddess.
"One? Unless my memory is fading in my old age, I believe that's two you owe me, Princess."